ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Bring you episode 67 of Sean Hammer. Now, you ask, what does episode 67 have in store for me today? Well, that is quite simple. We are going to take a quick, I repeat, quick, little peek into the sixth edition Warhammer rulebook. This book is huge. It is really huge. It is freaking 430 some odd pages long. All the rules span, they say they got special rules. You know, they got their rules. Yeah, they can give you the gist of playing and everything, but all the rules are really scattered throughout the book and scattered throughout different sections. I don't want to confuse anybody with anything, so we're just going to do a general overview of the rule book today, and I'll break it down into little segments coming up and future episodes, and hopefully that they're can be more concise and easier for everyone to grab, and hopefully everyone will get the new rules, and we'll go from there. All I do have to say, though, is before we do get started, is, well, for one, we have to thank our sponsors. We have Cool City Games, we have Dragon Forge Designs, Mr. Dandy, Fiendish Fabrications. All sponsors are Sean Hammer. I'd like to say thank you. Go ahead and check them out. I have links to them on the side of the site. Dragon Forge Design and Fiendish Fabrications supply a variety of really cool resin bases that you can put your 40k figures on and or your Malifaux. And I really, really like them. I like the whole thing, especially Malifaux. Having scenic bases, resin bases, it kind of breaks your crew apart and everything. So check them out. This evening I'm going to have some. I have a giveaway. I will go ahead and announce that in the next show. Someone had won the 25th anniversary Crimson Fist Games Workshop Vinecast model, whatever you want to call it. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, hopefully. But we'll give a congratulations out next week. Actually, I can go ahead and give it out right now. I'm giving it. I'm just gonna go ahead and go out to Big Cat from the Life After the Cover Save. Congratulations, sir! And hope you enjoy. I'm gonna be sending them guys at Life After the Cover Save a cute little package of goodies that I've accumulated over the last year. Junk, basically. Not junk, but extra stuff that I don't need. So, congratulations to him. He's getting married, or has been married, once you hear this. So, that'd be good. A nice little wedding day present for him, and hopefully it doesn't mark his existence in the Warhammer world. Finally, let's see, what else does today's show have? We are going to go over the Ophelia crew. That's the Malifaux Gremlin crew that bases themselves on the Ortegas. I just recently required them. Not required, but I got them from my friend Andrew Becker. Or Becker, who had them. I was pinning them for him. Taking too long because I'm a slacker. You know the drill. And he wanted some Lord of the Rings hero clicks that I had. And he went ahead. We were going to do a trade, and he gave me his whole crew. I mean, so I guess it wasn't really in the flavor that he wants to do, because he's gone with the guild, with Hoffman and the Ortega, so, yeah, pretty cool. So I got myself a new Malifaux crew, and we'll be going over them shortly here, after we discuss a little bit roundabout the Warhammer rulebook. Last and final note, what have I been doing? I've been playing some HeroClix. It's been hotter than hell in Michigan, and I have a mess. And the heat just does not play well for me, so any time that I have where I'm not staying in my basement, my little prison cell, I guess, I'm spending it at the Y, not doing a lot of gaming or anything, because I don't deal well with heat. But I did get out on Friday, and I played a game of 40K. My last game of 40K, 5th edition 40K ever. I played against a buddy of mine who just recently came back up from Florida, Len Campbell. Great to have him back. We played 1,500 points. I ended up playing, I just took a Grandmaster, tooled him out like a tool bag, Demon Hammer, all that crap. This is what you expect on him. Made him level, Psychic Mastery level 2. I took just regular 5-man unit Grey Knights, Psy Cannon, of course. They had Hellbirds. Let's see, I took a unit of Interceptors, the Interceptor Squad, I think they're what they're called. My mind's going brain dead, but I took 5 of them, armed with double hand with the Flashians. I took a Dread Knight with the Close Combat Weapon, Gatling Silencer, and the Dread Knight Psy Cannon. I took a unit of 5 Terminators, a Storm Raven Gunship, with Las Cannons. I probably should have did Assault Cannons now that I think about it. I picked the Heavy Weapon Squad. I think that was it. Buddy of mine had a Demon Prince, 3 to 4 large units of Iron Warriors, and a Vindicator. I'm pretty sure that's all he had. He had, you know, his whole Inspiring Champions on all that. First turn, he won initiative. Well, first turn, I went. I moved up. Forgot to move my fucking Dread Knight. Then he went. He shot his Vindicator at my Heavy Weapon Squad. Killed 2 of those. Then the Storm Raven came in. It dropped its payload. Shot a couple times. Blew up the Vindicator with the Multi-Melta. Didn't even do nothing with the Las Cannons I missed. Which I kind of wish I would have taken Assault Cannons. Roundabout, my leader used Quicksilver, brought up the Dread Knight, did the whole Gatling Silencer, which is fun. It's not a great AP weapon or nothing, but it's nice to roll 12 dice. And I just proceeded into tearing him apart. We only had one set of dice. They were my dice, the 5th edition dice, and a cute little 10. And I was rolling 5s and 6s, rolling my saves. I mean, all of his wounds were trying to go at the Terminators, and well, I used to say just throw more dice at Terminators and weed them out. And ones will always come forward, but I was doing pretty good. I lost, you know, about 4 models, 2 wounds on the Dread Knight, all in out, and I just basically raped them. Chaos does need a new freaking book. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully the 6th edition rulebook helps out a little bit, and we'll get to that. That's one thing I will cover today. So that's my last game of Warhammer 5th edition. That I'm going to play. Next, it's going to be 6th edition. Thanks for playing, Lynn. Thanks for being good sport. Let's see. 6th edition. My overall thought of 6th edition after skimming through the book. I should be calling this Warhammer Fantasy, because it reminds me exactly of a lot of the changes the Warhammer Fantasy has. Now you're going to say, what? Sean, it's freaking 40K. How in the hell can it remind you of Warhammer Fantasy? Well, for one, okay, the book's huge, just like Fantasy. It's hardcover. Yeah. Blah-de, blah-de, blah-de. But it's got some aspects that Fantasy has in it. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, there's new things in this book that we have. I'll just go through the contents. You know, we have sub-phases. You know, Fantasy doesn't have those, but we'll get into it. We have challenges. Okay, on page 64. 40K's never had challenges before. Well, if it did, it's in the time before I started playing. But Fantasy does. Let's see. The, psychic powers. They're in the back of the book, same place they're in Fantasy. And they have generally the same type of, it's like the schools of magic for Fantasy. We got your powers, you know, 1 through 6, and you got your Primaris power. That's what you can always go through. And you know, what's a Primaris power? We'll go over psychics. We'll go over psychics today. I'll cover psychics today. So I mean, it's a little bit like some 40K. There is a type of stand and shoot in this edition called Overwatch, and allows you a snapshot. It's looking like it could be pretty cool. I mean, I'm not have anything bad to say against the 6th edition rulebook for right now. It allows me to pick up some new toys. There's a new section in here that allow you to pick up allies. And with the allies, you can pick up fortifications, although I wish that the fortifications had a little bit more beef to them. And they don't. There's only a couple. And plus, each army book or army codex has a FAQ available on the Games Workshop site, just like Warhammer 8th Edition. So it's kind of mirroring to me. If you play one, it kind of some of the rules are mirroring a little bit. So let's go ahead and go through the book, give it a quick rundown. It's a nice book, and a lot of nice pictures. Unfortunately, my binding is a little loose. It's not coming apart. Hopefully, it doesn't come apart, or I'll be ticked. This thing was quite a couple dollars. Of course, it's got some nice pictures and armies and battlefields that the normal human being won't own. They go over models and units, blah-de-da. General principles. One thing that we have in 6th edition that we didn't have before is you can always allow to check your dice whether your units are ranged before the attack. So you can always check ranges, measuring distances. It is what it is. It's not going anywhere. Bitchin's not going to take it out. Goes through, talks about everything, models with multiple profiles, blah, stuff like that. It breaks down the turn. Let's see. Of course, line of sight. Let's say line of sight determines a model can see. Many situations call determine whether a model has line of sight. So, basically, we are right at pure line of sight again. True line of sight. Bluff. Fantasy, all over again. I don't like it. I like area terrain, and I like it when a piece of area terrain blocks line of sight to the next one. It just makes it a lot more simpler. I guess they just want things to die quicker. Breaks down the turns, what you can do, you know. Of course, you got your wound and your hit chart. You got your movement phase, unit coherency, shooting phase, who can shoot, shooting sequences, which is, yeah, okay. Let's see. I mean, it's a nice book. I mean, but then, like in the assault phase, we have a new thing called the charge subphase. And it's pretty nice. And a lot of the appendices in the back of the book have break down your different units and what they are and stuff. And monstrous creatures are pretty cool now. Of course, there's a lookout sir rule, because how can we be like Warhammer 8th Edition or Warhammer Fantasy Battles without lookout sir rule? We got sweeping advances in there. Let's see. Morale, blah, blah, blah. Losing assault. Like I said, I'll break down this stuff a little bit more. We'll break it down to shooting, assault, movement, psychic phase. We'll cover, you know, Overwatch and everything in the shooting phase. We'll cover challenges in the assault phase. I'm just going through the book and giving you a little bit, but I think, a lot of special rules. The night fighting is pretty cool, and that we'll have to break special rules up in its own little section, because there is a freaking lot of special rules, and I kind of like them. They did a really good job on it. Congratulations. They got unit types, just like they broken it down a little bit more like they did in Warhammer 8th Edition, with, you know, these are your bikes and jet bikes, a little bit more solid in terms of knowing what you can do, and it's pretty cool. Because, like, bikes and jack bikes, they gave them a Hammer of Wrath and Jink and Relentless special rule. So your bikes are a little bit better to take in combat now, because the Hammer of Wrath allows them a free hit at their strength. So it's pretty cool. Kind of like a small little charge, I guess. Of course, it breaks down all the weapons, and there's a whole bunch of new little things that you can put into it. Breakdown of rapid fire weapons, pistol weapons, assault weapons, what they can do. Of course, useless 2 pages of the pictures, hand-drawn pictures of the weapons. Oh, and here we go with some hand-to-hand pictures with melee weapons. We have characters section. Issuing challenges. I mean, really. I didn't think it was necessary, but it is. We have our psychers, which is crazy. It means we have a little problem in here. There's a whole bunch of spells on the end, and your armies can take them, but only certain armies can take them, but certain, psychic disciplines, so you gotta go ahead and check that out on your army FAQ. Each one's different. Like, I play Grey Knights and Space Wolves, so I had to go look at both, and of course got my Imperial Guard, which I probably end up selling. I got a really nice Imperial Guard army huge, and about 4 or 5 tanks, a couple of Chimeras, all painted like Death Troopers of Krieg, with the skulls on their gas masks. You want to take a look at them? I'll send you pictures if you're interested. Anyway, got my little whoring section out. Let's see. Psychic powers, Bob. Oh, anyway, psychic powers. This is why I think it's funny. There is a, outside of the psychic hoods, there's actually a dispel called Deny the Witch. Basically what it does, is you roll a dice, whether you have psychers or not. Target control rolls d6, you know. I don't know. It's a dispel. It's a dispel for psychic powers without having a psychic hood, and your psychic hood even makes it better. So I think it's silly. We have our vehicle descriptions. One thing that's going to be new to everyone is we have hull points. Every vehicle has a number of hull points, indicating how much damage it can take before it's destroyed. This will normally be shown in the vehicle's characteristic profile. If there are no hull points given in your codex, you can find it in the Appendix 2, like a Land Raider has 4 hull points. And basically what happens when you shoot at a vehicle, for every glancing and penetrating hit that you do to a vehicle, you do the damage chart, and you take away a hull point. Now, if you go ahead and let's say you're shooting against a Land Raider, and I glance that son of a bitch 4 times. I did not penetrate it once, but because I glanced it 4 times, for every glance I take off a hull point. 4 times, 4 hull points, vehicle's destroyed, or wrecked. So, it allows you to take out, I guess, a little vehicle nerfing. I thought the hull points were actually going to add for a little bit of vehicle, vehicle strength. But apparently, it's the opposite way around. But, on a good note, people who are taking, servitors and tech marines with the, they can add hull points back. So, that's pretty cool. So, if you got, like, from what it looks like, if you got a wrecked vehicle, you got a tech marine, and he uses his servo harness to fix the vehicle, he can add hull points back and make your vehicle up and running again. So, it's pretty cool. Of course, we got a vehicle, squadron, transports, all that. Flyers. Oh, did I say flyers? Yes, boys and girls, we have a new unit called Flyers. I'll take a second to go over this, and we'll cover this when I go over unit types. Flyers have aerial support, flying, measuring, flyers. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of things. It's got zooming. I mean, they're hard to hit. Special rules, flyers. They zoom and flat out. They can evade, leaving combat airspace, flying damage results, locked velocity, crash and burn, bombs and bombing runs, missiles, hover types, special weapon systems. You get my drift. Yeah, technically 6th edition Warhammer 40k has flyers. Oh, and another thing we got in 6th edition Warhammer 40k, which makes me laugh, we have chariots. I don't know why, but I'm going to pass this. I'm guessing there something's going to be there. Well, it makes sense. Of course, we've got the walkers and everything. We've got the different types of terrain. Buildings. Let's see, what else do we have? Battlements. A lot of cool pictures. Of course, it's a lot of cool pictures of stuff you buy from Games Workshop to increase your battlefield. We have template and blast weapons for battlefield terrain, which it looks like they copy and paste outside of the 5th edition Cities of Death. I think it's 5th editions. Then we have special terrain, such as, like, we have a forest. Then we have a mysterious forest, which you can roll a d6 and see what happens. From Almost Pleasant to Razor Wing Nest. So, we got some little special terrain, just like Warhammer has in it. So that's cool. We have, unique terrain, going in, how choosing your army. Of course, we have... Nope. Okay, this is I'm confused. I'm going to have to really go into this. Okay, force organization chart. This is the big thing. This is probably cool right now for demon players and chaos players right now. And it's cool for me because I like the Storm Talon, and neither of my armies right now can have one. And I've always wanted to do a small little unit of something. So I was thinking, you know, like some, Raven Guard or Imperial Fist, because I like yellow. This allows me to have a little contingent of allied forces in my 40k army. You got your force organization chart. You got your regular. You get one HQ or you two if you want to buy them, but that's your required is one. Two compulsory troops. But you can have a total of six. You can have three. Elites. Oh, actually, then optional three fast attack, three heavy supports. Okay, and not only that, you can have allied detachment, which basically comes out to one HQ you have to pick of your allied detachment and one troop choice, allowing you up to another troops, one elite, one fast attack, and one heavy support. And if that was enough, boys and girls, you can have a fortification optional on your force organization chart that no one can do anything about it. So if my Imperial Guards want to have a friggin' bunker, they're having a bunker, baby. So you're going to say, Sean, what's this stuff with the allies? Well, that's exactly what it is. And when you take an ally, your warlord gets a special trait, and HQ unit gets a special trait called the Warlord, and it's got all these strategic traits, personal traits, command traits. I'm not going into that. But what I am going to go through is I'll read off. Okay, I play Space Wolves. I can pick, going down there, it's got like a multiplication choice, multiplication table, show me what I can take. So I can take, with no restrictions, to my ally chart, Black Templar, Blood Angels, Imperial Guard. I screwed that up. Imperial Guard or Space Marines. Okay? So I can pick those and my ally contingents and not really worry about it. Now there's another section that's yellow. These are allies and convenience. This will allow you to pick units that, you know, there can be allies, but they're not the best allies. And there's some special rules, like you can't benefit from the warlord trait, can't be joined by allied independent characters, and not count as friendly units for targeting with psychic powers. For Space Wolves, these are Dark Angels, Eldar, Grey Knights, Sisters of Battle, Tau. Okay, then we have Desperate Allies. These are units right here. They're exactly treated exactly like the allies of convenience. In addition, they have the one-eye open special rule, which I'm not going into right now. So allies of desperate allies for Space Wolves would be Dark Eldar, Necrons, Orcs. Then there's Come the Apocalypse. This means not a chance in hell. So Space Wolves will never ally with Chaos Space Marines, or Tyranids. So basically, I can... allows me to expand my model range to pick a little bit more extra stuff if I want to have it, you know. So if I want that Storm Raven, or if I want that Storm Talon, and run it with my Space Wolves, I could really just take it as an ally and stuff like that. So that's pretty cute idea. Let's see, missions. It's got a whole friggin' thing of fluff, which is pretty cool, but. If you don't know the fluff of the 40k universe, that means you are new, and this might be cool, but the thing is, a lot of other people are beating over the heads by it, man. We've got Black Library novels. I mean, it's been 25 years in the making that Horus was the son, Horus was mad, Horus tried to defeat his dad, Horus was beat down by his brother and his father, and the rest of Horus' followers ran to the Eye of Terror. Emperor's in a golden throne. Bam. That's my 40k. So we'll get through all these different armies and anti-armies of the Imperium. Not going to worry about all those. Let's see. It talks about their Throne of Skulls and stuff like that. Warhammer World and Golden Demons. And they have, of course, there's some Golden Demon pictures and other stuff that you probably have already seen in an expensive white dwarf. It's a cool-ass table. Oh, sorry, talking to myself about the Bane of Demons. You get the rule book on page 3489. Check out the battlefield. Let me know what you think. Let's see. And we'll go to the end of the book where we have, which I promise, psychic disciplines. And this allows you to have different psychic powers within your Space Marine, your any Warhammer race, minus, I believe, it's Tau. Might be it. Oh, and Dark Eldar. They don't have psychic disciplines. So you have to generate psychic powers with points. All your spells cost a charge, whether it's be 1, 2, warp charge 1 or warp charge 2. And they got different psychic disciplines: biomancy, divination, pyromancy, telekinesis, stuff like that. And there's a signature spell, just like Warhammer, 8th edition. We'll go over those on a deeper level, might actually cover. I'll probably put, if anyone has any ideas how I can break this down easier into podcasts, what sections should go to with what, and how many podcasts should I devote to going over the new rules, just go ahead and shoot them to me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Now, I'm going to call that quits right now. I've already talked about 25 minutes about the new Warhammer 6th edition book. It is pretty cool. I admit you should pick it up. I don't know. I wasn't happy with 5th, so hopefully 6th would be better. I know at first I was not happy with 8th edition Warhammer. Not at all. But I like it. So hopefully this grows on me exactly the way the 8th edition Warhammer did too. Now, I do have some giveaways and some goodies I like to give away. With the release of this, there was a new set of templates for your psychic powers, a new set of cards for your psychic powers, just like Warhammer Fantasy Battles, you got it. And we also have, excuse me, a new freaking cool estate measure. It's a little servo skull. And pulled out its red numbers, and it's got the gothic numbering and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. I got these three things I want to give away. Now, quite possibly, if I can be inclined to it, so I'm going to add this into there too. I might be giving away this copy of Warhammer 6th Edition. If everything goes through and my sponsors come through, I'll have an extra copy of Warhammer 6th Edition. You want to win any of this? It is really simple. All you got to do is all you have to do. If you want to win any of this, or all of it, you know, it's just, I'm going to put them in the random little buckets. Every time you put an entry, you know, and what you want to go in for, I'll put a little number on it, and I'll pull them randomly. But if you want to win any of those four items, three for sure, you go on Facebook, like Cool City Games. Cool City Games, like it. Email me. Well, then go to iTunes, leave me an iTunes review. Right, let's just pop up Sean Hammer, leave Sean Hammer an iTunes review. Email me, say, Sean, I went ahead and I liked Cool City Games. And I also left your iTunes review. This is my iTunes call sign, I guess, and my Facebook. I'd like to be entered in the drawing. And I'm going to say probably, we'll do this on, let's see, this is July, August 10th. August 10th looks good. I'll be giving away these things. Now, all you got to do is, like I said, like Cool City Games, leave me an iTunes review, email me, let me know that you did, and you're in the drawing. I'll pull the winners August 10th, and we'll have some lucky winners who will win a tape measure, skull thing, new templates, psychic power cards, and possibly a Warhammer 6th edition rulebook. So if this sounds interesting, go ahead as soon as you hear this. You could go ahead and jump right into the competition. And in the subject line, when you after you leave it, the iTunes review and the liking on Facebook, go ahead and in the subject review, put in 6th edition or 6th giveaway. And then that way I'll put in its own separate file. Then I'll do a whole random generator and stuff like that. So, yep, we'll be going over segmented rules on 40K pretty soon. And we'll start off with the also boring, probably, movement phase. If it's the same as 5th edition, we're just going to skim over. I'm just going to tell you it's the same. And we're going to the shooting phase because I know there's new stuff in the shooting phase. So, with that, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to listen. We're going to go over some Bayou Gremlins. So, listen up. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Well, 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 here we are, and we're going to go over some Bayou Gremlins from Malifaux. Now, we're going to cover the Ophelia box set that will include 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little... 1, 2, 3... Okay, my bad. We will cover... Oh my god, I fail! Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4... five different gremlins, and then we'll go over her totems, which are the young Lacrocs, and any gremlin which I think basically this crew could really benefit from, and that will be the actual slop hauler. So, go ahead and go through the stats really quick, and we'll go from there. Alrighty, first up, we have the master of the crew, or I should say henchman of the crew. Because Ophelia Lacrox is a henchman, not a master. So I'm politically correct out there. She's a gunfighter. She's pretty cool. She can dish out a lot of damage from distance and everything. She's more than just a fighter and everything. She's got a pretty good walk. Defense, she got a defensive 6, not too bad for a gremlin. She got a lot of cute little things she can have with her, so let's go with it. She got walk 6 and charge 9. She height 1, willpower 4, casting 4, defense 6, and wounds 9. She's sporting around her fancy little pistol with range 8, CB 6, and damage of 2, 3, 4. She has companion Ken, which everyone in the box is a kin, including the young Lacrocs, which I believe have... Well, they got companion Lacrocs. Or Lacrow. If I'm pronouncing this wrong, don't be afraid to email me back and say, Sean, you're a dumbass. Let's see. She's got, for abilities, damn it, called them down. This is a 4-inch aura, and friendly gremlins may ignore whoops, which is, this is the shooting at your own models. If you're a gremlin player, you know what that is. She's got evasive 1. She's got feud. This means that she inflicts +1 damage when she's facing anybody with the family model with a trait. So, like the Ortegas. She's gunfighter, so she's got pistol. She's special forces leader Ken. Crews led by this model may only hire gremlin and kin models. In a brawl, may only join crews which contain gremlins, pigs, and vermin. She's got shoot high, boys. This is a 3-inch aura. Friendly gremlins, including this model, do not flip cards for height 1 models when determining when firing into melee. This ability has no effect on initial target if the initial target is height 1. She's got paired pistols. Actions, she's instinctual. She's got reckless. She can. This will allow her to suffer 1 wound, receive fast. She's got 0 action. Ooh, a girl. Push friendly gremlin within 8 inches to base contact with this model. So a little bit of some crew control on top of everything. Plus, you know, with the kin and everything, you can do like a little mini gremlin alpha strike, I suppose. She has family tree. 1 friendly gremlin within 6 inches of her may activate after this model activation ends. So this allows you to activate someone who's not kin, you know, companion and stuff like that. So such as a slop hauler. Action, she's got dumb and lucky. This weapon the weapons of one friendly kin within 6 inches receive a +2 to its CB. She's got zero action, like herding squirrels. This is also 6-inch aura. Friendly gremlins, including this model, receives a plus mask to the defense. And this is pretty cool because the defense trigger requires a mask. Trigger, she has calculated luck with her pistol. Double the damage inflicted by this model. This model suffers one wound. I'll gladly take that on a severe flip of 4 damage, increasing her damage with a, you know, with her paired pistols to 8 any day. She has defense trigger of squeal. If this model suffers from an enemy melee strike or melee spell, it pushes 4 inches directly away from the attacker, so it's pretty cool. You know, like, run away! Spell, she has bent gun barrel. This is kind of like the whole, like, wanted thing that, I was going to say Angelina Jolie, but Perdita has. This model strike, receive a +4 range, ignore armor. This is pretty cool. A nice little, get past some armor. She's got Dirty Shot. This model immediately takes a pistol strike and receives a +++ to the attack flip and negative to the damage flip. If you really want to make sure you hit it, you're gonna hit it. And she's got Right Between the Eyes. It's a damage 1-2-5 that receives a +++ to the damage flip. So, this is the one that's gonna, you know, try and get you the damaging and stuff. Let's see. Like I said, she's got the Dumb and Lucky. You know, it's a zero action. It gives Ken within 6 inches automatic ram to combat stat. Don't forget that Perdita. Ophelia's and pistols are paired. Let's see. She's got pretty decent defense of 9. I mean, defensive six with 9 wounds. Still not pretty much to keep her on the board. She's gotta kinda be, you know, kind of sketchy with what you do with her. She's not gonna go out there and handle anything all by herself. She can pretty much outshoot a lot of other opponents. But if she happens to find herself, you know, in combat, you might have to use your squeal ability to get the hell right out of there. And then, you know, if you don't have any mass to do squeals, you could do, like, herding squirrels. You use this ability. She could target squeal. Let's see. When using her spells, none of them are worth using. Soul Stones, Ooh Girl, that's pretty cool. Let's see. Yo, watch this. Body Gremlin. And that's about it that I gotta say for her. What else I can say? She can kind of do like a, she can do a parry revenge, kind of like a Papa Loco lure with parry, which is another guy we'll be going over in the box set that is basically exactly like Papa Loco, but Gremlin. So, let's see, what do I want to go with next? Let's go with a young LaCroix, or LaCroix. This is her total, and she can attach a couple of these. Let's see. Okay. You have a walk of 6, height 1, willpower 3, 4 casting, 5 defense with a mask. So they go through. If they have squeal, they're automatically going to have their mask and 3 wounds. These are 2 soul stones. Let's see, they have Companion Ophelia, Evasive 1, Gremlin Veal. If this model is within 8 inches of a Stampeding Pig, it becomes a target of the Swine Dash action. Not going to worry about it right now because we're not taking pigs, so we have to worry about the Swine Dash. They're a gunfighter with their pistols. They have Role Model. She can connect up to 3 of these little guys with her. They're tiny, so range strikes and spells targeting this model receive a -1 to their attack flip. So that's pretty cool. These things have whoops. When this model misses with a pistol strike, the closest other friendly model within 10 inches in line of sight suffer an unmodifiable damage flip of 1, 2, 3. Pretty nice that she can ignore whoops, I guess, since her totems can shoot her in the back. So it's pretty decent. Let's see. She got the pistol. This model is pushed 1 inch directly away from the target when attacking with his weapon. Kind of like the Grandma Ortega with her shotgun. Reckless, same as Perdita. Dumb luck pistol. they can do the whole extra. Like I was saying, they can do the dumb luck, which can increase their damage up to 8-2 and suffer one wound. They have Squeal, and of course, like all other totems, they can do magical extension. Pretty cute. Nice little addition to your Gremlin crew. You can have a couple more little Gremlin cowboys running around. Get it? Cowboy. Anyway, let's see. Who will we go through next? We got a couple Bayou Gremlins. I don't want to do those. We'll do Swap Hauler last. Okay. We're going to go ahead and go through Raphael LeCroix. 6 soul stones to buy this guy. He's going to be like your Francisco Ortega. Or Santiago. He's got a 5 walk, 8 charge, height 1, willpower 4, 4 casting, 4 defense, 8 wounds. He's got 2 different weapons. He's got a big honking stock, which is a range 1, CB3 with a damage 1 to 4. Big honking gun, a range 8, with a pistol, of course, it's a range attack. A CB5, a 2, 3, and 5 damage. Let's see. We'll go through. He's got aim high. This model does not flip cards for height 1 models when determining line of fire into melee. He's got bulletproof 1. He's got feud. Same thing with Ophelia, where plus 1 damage targeting family models. Fueled by panic. While this model has 4 or less wounds remaining, it may use reckless without suffering a wound and receives a plus 3 damage flips. Gremlin Kin's model gains companion while a friendly Ophelia is in play. This guy's also hard to kill, and he's used to it, which means used to it's a whole different thing. His model will be damaged by the whoops ability. The damage flip is 001. So you know those little gremlin babies that aren't within the damn it, stop it or whatever it is. He's gonna take a modified version of that because he's used to it. He's got reckless. That's the 1 wound for fast. He's got wait out. This model may take an additional walk action each activation while he has 4 less wounds remaining. Triggers, he has dumb luck with his big honking gun. Same thing as all the other dumb luck. Same with his squeal. For spells, he's got Gremlin's Bleed Green. This model makes a healing flip, so that's pretty cool. He's got Ooey. This is a casting cost of 13, range of 6, and this model suffers 1 wound. His damage 3. Sorry, it's a shot. You hit somebody, and they suffer 3 wounds. You only take 1. So it's pretty not too shabby. Let's see. There's tips and trick with this guy that we can think of. Look into his cards and everything. Which one did I pick up? Raphael. Let's see. Not too much, you know. Of course, you know, he's a gremlin, so he can move by, Ooh, a girl by Ophelia, so that's pretty nice. We're looking at thing, Gremlinkin, yeah, she has to be in play to have it. Let's see. He's got the bulletproof 1, you know. You know, as it goes, who doesn't like having a bulletproof vest on? Hard to kill. So, don't forget that your good point for damage is right on 4 that you want to be up to it. Synergizes well with Ophelia. And everything in this box usually does for the most part. So it's pretty cool. We're going to go up next to Francois LeCroix. I'm probably butchered that. Forgive me. This guy's costing up 5 points. Walk 5. 8 charge. Height 1. 4 willpower model. Casting a 4. Defense 4. 7 wounds. He's got his dueling sword just like his his human hero is a range of 2, 6 with a ram, and 2, 3, 4 damage. He's also got his pistol, because what type of, they wouldn't be the Ortega rebuffs if they didn't have their pistols. 8 range, CB5 with a mask, and 2, 3, 4 damage. He's going to, for his abilities, he has the aim high as well, and the feud, and the gremlin kin, and the whoops used to it. or used to it, where, you know, they got the modified 001 for damage for taking it. He also has Reckless, which allows him to take one wound to receive fast. This guy has Dumb Luck with his Dueling Sword, so that's it. Same amount of damage as everyone else. He's got Hair Trigger with his pistol. He will be needing a ram on this one. After resolving damage, flip with his weapon. This model suffers one wound, make another strike with his weapon. So it's pretty sweet. He's got Squeal, just like all the other gremlins. And he's got Duelist as a zero spell. Until the start of a closing phase, unless the model flips the Black Joker. Its controller can discard a control card and reflip the starting duel card. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. He's got Gremlin Menace. Move this model for 5 inches towards target model. Target model's attack flips. Target and his model receives a negative flip. So it's pretty cool. You know, who's not afraid of the big bad gremlin, I suppose. Let's see. Yeah, he's pretty cool. I mean, this seems like a pretty fun crew to play. So, like I said, he's pretty cool. He plays good with like I said, in the box, everyone's pretty good. Let's see. We have up next. We have Rami Lacroix. I don't know. We're gonna save Pierre for the end because I kind of like Pierre. He's got a special spot in my heart because I think he's pretty cool. Let's see. Rami is the gremlin version of Nino Ortega. He's going to cost you 6 points with a walk of 5, no charge. Height 1, willpower 4, casting of 4, defense of 5, with 6 wounds. He's got extra long rifle, 16 range, CB5, 234 damage. And this guy's pretty cool. It talks about how he's always liked the boomsticks and stuff like that growing up, and he's been trying to make himself the perfect weapon, and he might have it this time. He's got a pig counterweight and stuff, so it's pretty cool. He's got Aim High, Feud, Gremlin Ken, Hunter, Scout, and he's used to it, just like the other ones. He's got the extra long rifle. If one is flipped for this weapon's attack, the model cannot cheat fate. But after that flip is resolved, end this model's activation. So, what do you do? He's got Reckless, like the other one, Dumb Luck, Extra Long Rifle, and most of these gremlin weapons are with the Dumb Luck are running at the same damage, with the exception of Raphael. Let's see, he's got Squeal, of course. Let's see what else we got over here. Gremlin Sights. This is zero spell. This model's extra long rifle receives a +2 CB against targets while this target is further than 8 inches away. The spell ends when the target model is within 8 inches, or this model casts the spell again. Why would you not do the zero casting spell? Seriously. I mean, it's just like, for being resilient, this guy's got the least amount of wounds compared to the rest of the gremlins. Keep him, he's a sniper, keep him back, shoot, you know, what do you do? I'm going to be wasting his wounds on Reckless or nothing. Some tricks you can do is, let's see, yeah, he can explode Pierre. I'm always up for exploding Papa Loco or anybody of the sort. So let's go ahead and go to the last member of the Lacroix family, or Lacroix family, and then we'll get into the Slop Hauler, which I think is mandatory to at least have one in your crew. I don't know so much about the totems as I know on this. Now this one here, he's on a 40mm base. He comes with a pig with dynamite attached, because how cute is that? 5 soul stones. Walk 5, 8 charge. Height 1, willpower 3. Casting of 4, defense of 4, wound 7. He's got the Burning Stick, which is range 1, CB5, with a 2 damage, a 3 damage blast, 5 damage double blast. He also has Breathe Fire, which is a range of 8, CB5, 1 damage, 3 damage blast, 4 damage, 2 blast. he's got his abilities, Kablooey. This is a pulse, damage 4 when this model is killed, so he's just like Papa Loco. And you have to shoot him with your sniper to get that 4 damage across. You have to do what you got to do. Oh, just want to say, too, this guy would be kind of nice if you don't want to play Papa Loco as a rider. You can run him, too. Anyway, just saying. He's careless. His model suffers one wound when it makes a breathe fire strike because he's setting himself on fire, kind of like Papa Loco's dynamite stick. Easily influenced, this model receives a negative 2 in willpower and duels when it's the defender. So, perfect for lure. Feud. He gets plus 1 damage with against family models. Gremlin Kin. Companion kin while fuel used on the board. Used to it, of course, like the other ones. Reckless, suffer one wound to recede fast. He's got stupid luck. Triple the amount of damage inflicted on a target by this weapon, sacrifice this model. And this would breathe fire. So if you really want to get that breathe fire off, and you really want to damage something, this guy could be pumping up 12 damage with 2 blasts. Ouch. And of course, he's got Squeal. His spells are 1. It's a Oopsie, which is a casting cost 10, range defense. Resist defense, range 6, pulse. All models, including this model, suffer 5 damage. This model cannot make a resist duel to prevent this damage. Kablooey does not activate after this model is killed by this spell. So he can't double kill himself. So, eh. What do you do? But he's cool. This guy here's got a pretty damn sweet story where he's caught in his cabin and it caught fire and he lived and he's trying to explain to all the other gremlins what it's like and everything, so he keeps locking them in their cabins and setting them on fire, which is like, he's kind of like my granddaughter right now with fireworks. She just loves them. Now, this next model does not come in a box set, just like the Young Lacroix. They don't come in a box set either. And this is Slop Hauler. These guys are basically the poor individuals that have to feed the pigs. They cost 4 soul stones. They have a walk of 5, 8 charge, height 1, willpower 5, casting of 4, defense of 5, and 5 wounds. It's got slot bucket for 1 inch range, CB5, 2 for damage, 3 or 3 blasts. It's got toss slop of range 8, CB4, 1 for damage, 2 with a blast or 3 with 2 blasts. Free vittles. When this model's killed or sacrificed, up to 3 friendly pigs or gremlins within 2 inches make a healing flip. See why this guy's in the board? He's sacrificial. We're looking at healing flip. He's got the ability of the white meat. Push this closest pig within 4 inches of the model. And we're not worried about that because we're not worried about working with pigs right now. He's got whoops, of course, with his toss slop, so it's cool to have a Fury on the board. He's got the slop bucket. A mono damaged by this weapon reduces his defense to 4 into the end of the closing phase. And he's got toss slop. Same thing, reduces defense to 4 to the end of the closing phase. For triggers, we have Reckless, same as all the other one. He's got an all action, which is feed piggies. Up to 4 friendly pigs or gremlins within 3 inches make a healing flip. There we go, another ability, you know, so we're going to heal our gremlins because our gremlins need it. Pig Frenzy, we're not going to worry about that. Slop Spray, non-gremlin, non-pig models reduce their defense to 4 for a trigger on Slop Spray. Let's see, triggers feeding time, Slop Bucket, Toss Slop. After resolving the damage flip for this weapon, pigs and gremlins attacking their defenders receive a plus CB. This has Squeal, just like all the other gremlins we've been going out. He's got a couple spells with him, too. He's got a Betcha I Can Hit It. And this will allow you to make a toss slop strike within a range of 16 and 2 CB. So it's basically tossing his bucket a little bit further than what he can. He's got Suey for 1. Any friendly pigs may push up to your charge. Yeah, we're not worried too much about pigs right now. I don't have any pigs right now, so I'm not even going on this. And he's got Spin Round real fast. This is casting cost of 12. Range resistance is the defense. Range is 3. Aura. Or pulse. Damage 2. Push all models directly away from this model until each model's base is completely 3 inches away from it. Or the model contacts impassable terrain or another model. So it allows you to, you know, like, get away from me type thing. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I picked up this unit. Actually, I have a trade, and I'm kind of liking it. I have the Ortegas right now, and I kind of dig the flavor of the Gremlins a little bit more than their Ortegas, so I don't know if that's sacrilege or not, but it is what it is. So that's going to be it for this episode of Sean Hammer. Hope you enjoyed. We'll be going over some more 6th edition stuff. Like I said, you got any comments or concerns or suggestions that, you know, how I could do it or do it better, just go ahead and shoot them to me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. If you want to be on the show, give some input or your views of 6th edition Warhammer or Malifaux or anything I talk about in general, send them the same email. I record everything on Audacity, so it's a free program. You can do it too. Or you want to talk to me through Skype, shoot me an email first. I'm going to set up a Skype recording, and we'll go ahead and have an interview with each other. Don't forget about our contest. You can win a couple of 40K 6th edition prizes and everything. And we're going to call it that. Hopefully pretty soon I'm going to have some reports. I'm going to do some in-game battle reports on some Malifaux, so look forward to that. I know a listener wanted to hear some of that, so we're going to be going over that. I'll be working with my Hamlin crew, getting them ready for some shenanigans, I guess. Well, you know, we're going to call it quits today, and look for me soon, and hope you enjoyed. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.